Blog Talk Radio.
We praise you this morning. We give you glory and honor and thanksgiving, O God. You are truly a mighty King. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. And we bless your name today, Father God. We bless you as never before. We thank you this morning, O God, that you are the great God, the Lord who created heaven and earth. And everything is subject to you. Everything must bow before you. Every knee got to bow, from the kings to the presidents, O God, of this world, to every leader, O God, to every person, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl must bow before you, O God. At one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling everybody everywhere all over the world to repent before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to call you Lord, to call you Savior, to learn of your ways, to seek your faith. We are created in your image, O God. So, Father, I thank you for that great privilege of being created in the image of the Most High God. I thank you today for what you're about to do in Jesus' name for your people. I thank you that you love your people, O God, and you sent Jesus to die for us, O God, so that we can have eternal life in Jesus' name. Today, Father God, we come humbly before you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that we have the keys to the kingdom, O God. And whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind the kings in chains and nobles with fetters and iron in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, O God. We bind the strong man and spoil his goods. We bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against our lives. We bind the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind sicknesses and diseases released against our mind, our body. Let the exiles be loosed. Let the prisoners be loosed. Loose those appointed to death, O God. Our neck from all bands, O God. We loose ourselves from bands of wickedness, O God. We loose ourselves from bands of Orion, O God. We loose ourselves from all bonds. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. We loose our city, Jacksonville, Florida, and every city, every state in the nation and region from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, lack, and debt. We loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary spirits. We loose ourselves from every assignment. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our lives in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you are Lord. You are King, and you are Shepherd. Greater love has no man than you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a great day here in Jacksonville, and I pray that it's a great day wherever you are. I pray that the Lord has blessed you mightily with life and strength and health in your bodies. I pray that the Lord will continually bless you throughout this day. I know he's loading you up every day with benefits because his word said so. And he ain't a man. He's not going to lie. Truth is in him. And I thank God that he's putting truth on the inside. He's taking darkness out of us and putting more truth, more light is shining within us every day because we embrace him. We embrace his truth. And the darkness is fleeing from us. So I thank the Most High God. Today is Children's Day. Don't you love it? Children, you know, children are precious to the Lord. It's Children's Day.
Children of the world,
Jesus loves the children. He called for the children to be a part of the kingdom. You know, the disciples tried to stop him, but he said, don't you either. Don't you stop the children from coming to me. They're part of my kingdom. Yeah, let them come and let them be saved and let them learn about the Most High God. Suffer little children come unto me. Don't forbid and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. They are part of me. Hey, I put my image in them just like I did in you. You know, when you were a baby, I had my image in you, and you grew up to be an adult, so now don't stop the children. Your parents didn't stop you. Other people didn't stop you, so don't you stop the children. Let them come and let them be blessed. Let them be blessed today. Today is Children's Day. We have a mighty woman of God on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, my God. It must be snowing in Paducah, huh? Good morning, Sister Donna.
Good morning. It was snowing on yesterday. Today it's already up to 40 degrees, and on Tuesday it's supposed to be 60.
Whoa.
Oh, so the snow comes and it goes.
Amen. God, we serve a great God. He knows just what we need.
He sure does. He sure does.
What are you going to sing for the children this morning?
How about Yes, Jesus Loves Me?
I love that. Go ahead.
Okay. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible, yes, the Bible, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Woo! Now, Sister Donna.
Yes,
we have a young man on with us this morning. He,
mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he turned 75 years young. His name is Frank Hart Sr. He's on with us, and he lives in Ohio next to your state. Can you sing happy birthday to him?
I'll be glad to. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear brother. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, happy birthday again, Frank Hart Sr. We love you, and we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you and that he give you many, 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 many more years to live for him. So we thank God for you. He comes on our show. He's quiet, but he comes on every Saturday morning as God leads him. So I thank God for you. Sister Donna, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Minister G. I love you.
Love you too. Now look, you snow,
yes,
put that snow up and save it. So when the summertime gets too hot,
yes, ma'am,
you can have a snowball.
All right.
All right, my sister. Love you. Your cousin.
I love you.
And also, we're going to see what she's going to sing today. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. I'm glad to be alive. I'm just glad my little patient's okay. I got my boss here wants to sing with me today.
Amen.
Come on, Donna. She don't want to sing. Okay, bye-bye. She don't want to sing, but I'm going to sing.
All right, what you going to sing?
My other lady, I had to leave her. This little light of mine.
Hey.
I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, well, this little light of mine. And I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine, well, everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, all in my home. And I'm gonna let it shine, all in my home. I'm gonna let it shine, well, all in my home. And I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, shine for you and I. And I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine. And I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Amen. Now, I just told your cousin Donna that
okay, she's on there.
Radio with us this morning. He's 75 years young yesterday. So if you could sing happy birthday to him too, we would appreciate it.
A young man
is 75 years old, turned 75, hold on, yesterday. Would you sing happy birthday to him?
Sure. You talking about me or my cousin?
You.
Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Well, I know he must be blessed this morning. So I thank God for you. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Thank you, Sister Donna. Today is Children's Day. And you know what? Children need to be encouraged, too. You know, the Lord is full of things for children as well as adults. The Word of God says, come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. The proverb of Solomon says, a wise son maketh the father glad, but a foolish son the heaviness of his mother. Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doing, whether his work is poor, it be right. Excuse me. Proverbs 3:22. Hearken unto the Lord, thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Mark 7:10. For Moses said, honor thy father and mother, and whosoever curses his father and mother, let him die the death. 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So we are in our children today as never before, and we're thanking God for the children. You know, children are going through many things. So I want to pray for the children today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every child in the nation, oh God, every child in every continent, oh God. We bind up fear, intimidation, in the name of Jesus, from the enemy against our children. We bind up that murdering spirit that's trying to hunt our children down and kill them on the street, kill them in their homes. We say, not so, devil. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over our children. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You will not have our children. We claim them for the kingdom of the Most High God. Our children shall be saved in Jesus' name. They shall call on the name of the Lord, the Most High God. I thank you, O God, for what you're doing for fathers and mothers and children in this hour, O God. And Father God, I thank you that as parents begin to bend the knee and pray for their children, you said, if my children, they will be set free. You said in your word, if my children who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, and you will heal our land. So, Father, today, I thank you, Father God, that you are hearing us, our cries from heaven, and you are healing our land today as never before. So we thank you today for what you're doing for the children. Oh, Father God, protect them in the schools, oh God. Protect them when they go in, when they come out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, protect them, Father God, everywhere they go. Send protective holy angels to shield around our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for our children dwelling in the secret place, oh God, abiding under your shadow. Shh. Almighty God, I thank you today for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, we bless you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing for our children, oh God. We bless you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping holy angels dispatched around them, oh God. We thank you for warring angels around them, oh God. We bind up witchcraft and everything that's sin against our children that's not like you, oh God, and we send it back to the pits of hell. We say no second heaven activity will take place in our children's lives, oh God, but they are your children. Oh God, we allow them to come to you, oh God, because they are a part of your kingdom, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in households, oh God. We thank you for salvation in every neighborhood, oh God, throughout the nation, throughout the world, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayers as we cry out for the children, as we cry out for their lives, oh God, in Jesus' name. Send help, oh God, for our children. Father God, dispatch holy angels of protection in the classrooms. Protect the teachers, the administrators, the faculty, the staff. In the name of Jesus, protect the children. Father God, allow prayer to come back in the schools, oh God. Kick the devil out, oh God. Allow light, your light, to shine in the schools, oh God. Come in every classroom, oh God. Allow godly people to be over our children on the school board. Those who make the laws and the legislation, oh God. Godly people, oh God. We call them forth. In the name of Jesus, the Congress, the school board, oh God. House of Representatives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the presidency, oh God, let them set rules and regulations that's going to protect our children and laws, oh God, in this nation, oh God, that will protect our children, oh God. Father, they have laws to protect people when they're flying. In the name of Jesus, they can have laws to protect our children in the schools where they go every day, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing for this nation, America, particularly for our children, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, as I said before, it is Children's Day, and we are blessing our children. The title of our message today is Choices, Ungodly Influence or Godly Influence. We must teach our children to make wise choices. The choices they make today determine their future. Is your son or daughter a follower or a leader? Allow your children to think for themselves. When you set up a pattern of telling them too much, so that they are not allowed to figure out things for themselves. It sets them up to, you know, it steers them in the direction of dependency. It makes them dependent on other people. So when they leave you, they're looking for somebody to tell them what to do then too. Children who are dependent cannot think for themselves. They look to other people to think for them, whether it's in school, whether it's on the street, wherever it is, they look to other people to think for them when you are telling them everything from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. They don't have to figure nothing out for themselves. Allow the children to figure out things for themselves. It will teach them to use that thinking muscle to figure out things. So when they get in predicaments where they have to figure out something, they'll be able to know what to do. They'll have wisdom because you will have put wisdom in them. So, you know, children find it difficult to think for themselves in school when you are thinking for them at home. They don't understand how to make choices that will be good for them, that will benefit them. So let's begin today to observe our children, to make necessary corrections in our families to help them in the areas where they need it, and at the same time allow them to make mistakes. Then discuss the mistake and talk about how they can do better the next time. Teach them how to make wise choices, how, you know, choice of what to look at on TV, what to wear, what to eat, which answer could be correct answer out of several possible answers, which friends are good for them to be with based on character. And, you know, character is just a good quality physically. One, do their friends tell the truth? Do they keep their promises? Do they have good health and exercise and physically fit? Or do they sit around a lot and think of evil things? Do they have good health habits? Do they smell good? Do they bathe often? Do they drink a lot of water? Or do they drink cold drinks or alcohol a lot? Do they drink juice or water? Do they eat fruit, vegetables, meat, or junk food? Which one? Teach your children to make wise choices. Wise choices will save their lives. Wise choices will help them in this day. So, spiritually speaking, do their friends attend church, or do they party a lot? Do their parents get involved with them and their daily activities, or are they left alone a lot? Do they pray or fuss or cuss? Do they read, study, and discuss the Bible in their home? Do they speak positively or negatively about other people? Are they kind, courteous, or are they mean, nasty, and rude? You know, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Don't let anyone deceive you. Associating with bad people will ruin decent people. Come back to the right point of view and stop sinning." So the word of God in Matthew 24:4 says, Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. Be careful not to let anyone tell you something that's false, and then you think it's the truth. Deceive means to ensnare, to be false, to fail, to fulfill, to cheat, to cause, to accept as true or valid what is false, to practice deceit, to give a false impression, to mislead, to beguile, to lead astray by underhandedness." In order for children not to be deceitful or deceived, we must have discussions with them often as to how to avoid being deceived, misled. We must pray for them and with them that they will not be deceived. Ask God to help keep them from being deceived and from being deceitful, deceiving you or anyone. And, you know, our human nature is to hide who we really are. Sometimes to deceive others. Children will do this when you threaten them. You ever say, you're going to get a whipping today? And all of a sudden they begin to lie. And they do it out of fear. They know what a beating is like or a whipping or spanking is like. You know, you probably did the same thing. You told a lie when your mama said, look, did you go in there? Did you take that I told you not to take? No, ma'am. No, sir. No, ma'am. You told your parents no. And the answer was yes because out of fear. You lied out of fear. So are you blamed your sister, your brother, like Adam and Eve? Adam said, this woman you gave me. Eve said, that serpent, you know. So we got to stop the blame game and teach our children to take responsibility when they do something. Say, okay, just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth about the matter. And, you know, of course, you know, consequences are going to come, but rewards come too when people tell the truth. So give them a chance to tell the truth. And sometimes, you know, don't give them the rod. Say, okay, this time, but I want you to tell me the truth all the time. All the time, tell the truth. We've got to instill truth in our children. God is the truth. And to be more like him, they have to be truthful. Sometimes if you have taught them to be honest, they'll come back to you and say, Daddy or Mama, I did do that, but I was scared I was going to get a whipping. So I'm sorry for telling you a lie or something that wasn't true. In order that our children, in order for our children not to allow anyone to deceive them, they need discernment of what's good and what's evil. Discernment in the natural is the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure or dark or evil. So, you know, we got to teach our children what's true these days and pray for discernment. You know, discernment in the natural is the quality of being able to grasp or comprehend what's dark or evil. And in the spirit, discernment is the inner knowing of what's good and what's evil. Watch and pray. The Bible says watch and pray. So you watch and pray for your children and teach them how to watch and pray also. To keep safe in today's society, our children need discernment by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will speak to them or give them an inner knowing, and they will know what's good and what's evil so they can make wise choices. Making the right choice can be a matter of life and death in certain situations. Our children must be quick to think and act. You know, if a car is coming toward them, they can't just stop and freeze. They got to move. They got to know to run. They got to know what to do in situations. But if you're telling them at home all the time, oh, did you make your bed? Did you do this? Did you do that? No, make a checklist for them and say, okay, after you do this, check it off. After you do that, check it off. And then at the end of the day, you check to see if they did it and say, come on, let's talk. Now, you did 1, 2, 3, but you skipped 4, and then you skipped 5, but 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you did all those things. So now, let's pay attention. Let's go back and do those things that you were supposed to do. Don't let them skip over what they need to do, because that's what happens on jobs. People lose their job because they didn't complete the job. So make sure your children know what to do, and then give them rewards. You know, we get paid at the job weekly or every 2 weeks or once a month, whenever you get paid. So pay your children. You can pay them with their favorite dessert. If they like strawberry pie, make that for them. Or, you know, you don't always have to give them some huge something. Maybe they like, orange juice. You can buy that for them. Whatever it is, it can be something small. Or it can be something, you know, for your birthday, this is what I want you to work towards. You know, reward them. Now, consequences need to come too. Consequences for when they don't do what's right. Give them consequences. Say, okay, here are the consequences, and here are the rewards. You choose. So when the consequences come up, they say, but why you? No, no, no. I didn't choose the consequence, baby. You did. These are the consequences. That's just like us with God. Well, God, why you? No, no, no. We chose the consequence. We already know what God said in his word. If we don't, we need to search it out, because he said some things in his word to us about what the consequences will be if we don't do. So look them up. You know, making the right choices, like I said, can be a matter of life and death. I'll never forget, you know, my father used to tell me, because we had, right here in Jacksonville, we had kerosene heaters. And every day I had to go to the store to get the kerosene, fill up the little tank, and put it on the stove. So my father used to tell me when he was at home, he said, now grab the blanket, and I want you to grab the blanket and roll up in it. And I said, oh, Daddy, why I got to grab a blanket? Because if fire gets on you, you're going to need to know how to put the fire out. You can't let the fire burn you. So teach your children how to make wise choices, how to think quickly. If you train them, they'll be able to do it. Thank God no fire ever got on me, nothing ever burned me. But, you know, children is real young. They want to touch the fire. 2 or 3 year old, they see that beautiful, bright thing, and they want to touch it. And you say, no, no, baby, don't touch that. No, no, baby. And you keep telling them, and they do it anyway. Then they go, ah, burn their finger. So sometimes they learn by the mistakes they make. Don't try to keep your children from making mistakes. They're going to make them. But show them the consequences when they do make a mistake. I remember I used to beg my mother over and over, Mama, let me do this. Mama, let me do it. Mama, Mama. And she said, I done told you over and over, you are not going to. And then she said, okay, if you insist on doing it, go ahead. But when the consequences happen to you, don't blame me. By then, I ain't want to do it. I'm like, oh, what if this happened? What if that happened? What? But there are some children who will go beyond that. They'll say, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. You give me permission, I'm going to do it. They go ahead and do it. But I don't like all those consequences. You know, I like rewards. Our children have many, many choices. Many, many choices. We didn't have as many choices as the children do today. What are some choices your children have to make? They have to make some very vital choices as young children today. Your children have to make the right choice. They need to make the right choice. They have to decide when they get a certain age, do I smoke cigarettes? Do I smoke crack? Or do I live a clean, healthy life? Should I drink alcohol or keep my mind, body healthy? Should I have sex before or after I get married? Should I choose a gay, lesbian, or homosexual lifestyle? Or should I present my body as a living sacrifice? Should I study the Bible or should I study pornography? So I'm going to ask you today, tell me some other choices that your children have to make. So press one. I'm going to give you time to press one. Tell me some choices that your children have come to you with and say, Mama, you know, I'm trying to make a decision about this, or Daddy, I don't know what to do about that. So the line is open. Press one. Tell me some other choices your children have had to make that have been difficult for them, but they, you know, press one. Or some children. Our children, you know, have to make. Now, I'll speak at one time, Brother David. Come on now. I know you got some choices your children had to make, or even you had to make as a young man. Come on, y'all, speak up. All right, there he is. Press one.
Hey, sis.
Good
hey,
morning.
Sis, don't be. Good morning, Sister G. How you doing this beautiful morning that God has allowed us to enjoy?
I'm doing great. Praising my Father.
Amen.
So
amen. Well, what? I always got something.
All right.
Amen. Well, the kids have to. I don't know if you covered. Well, I'm sure you covered them discerning their friends and things that certain people do and choosing to go with them. You know, I tell my son that if I would have known back in the day that if somebody's doing something, you could say, you know, if they're drinking or doing drugs, you could say, man, that's your thing. You know, that's not what I do. So you go ahead and do your thing, and I catch up with you later. I said, people will respect you more when you tell them that, rather than you doing something that you know that's not right. They will respect you even more. I've shared that with my kids. Well, I don't know. We tell my son started driving. We told him don't be putting kids in the car. But, you know, we get reports of him having a carload of kids, and, you know, so he still haven't adjusted to that yet, you know. But no matter what you tell these kids, the bottom line is you have to trust in God. You stay on them, you know, but you can't watch and follow them all the time. So you got to trust God. So that's why it's good to put that word. You know, I make sure they know that first chapter of Proverbs. I make sure they get to read and know about Proverbs. And, you know, hopefully that seed is planted. But like you said, they're going to touch that hot stove. They're going to touch it anyway and get burnt a couple of times. So is that enough?
That's great, Brother David. I appreciate that. Anybody else? Thank you, Brother David.
Thank you, Sister
G. Anybody else? One, choices you've had to make as a, you know, growing up or your children are facing. Anybody else? Press one. Sister Donna, you got anything you want to share?
I don't know if she has something else, actually.
Oh, okay, hold on, Brother Dave. Go ahead, Sister Donna.
Yes, Minister G. I have a stepson, and he lives in Flint, Michigan, and he used to spend every summer with us when he was little. And for our son, he didn't have a choice as to whether he would go to church or not. That's something that we did. We went to Sunday school and church, and practically every time the door was open, we were there. And we still do. And my stepson used to complain about it when he was younger. But he's grown now, married with two little boys. He is one of the youngest deacons at New Jerusalem Full Gospel Church in Flint, Michigan. So you see, our labor was not in vain. We planted the seed. Now that he's grown and he has the choice, his own choice, he chooses to bring his sons up the way the Lord would have him to raise his children. So we are so thankful. Now, he complained when he was little. He did not see why we had to always be in church, but he knows now. He knows now. He's graduated from a college, has his bachelor's degree and his master's degree. He and his wife have bought their second new home, and he's doing fine. And we're just thankful, not bragging. We're thankful. We're thankful for the way that we raised him, and for the father and husband that he is today.
Amen.
Thank God. Go, Little Henderson. Go, Little Henderson.
Oh, that's an awesome testimony. Well, I thank God for you all sharing. Sister Jackie, you going to share something that, you know, a choice that children have to make or that you made when you were growing up?
Oh, I was just saying that I agree with Donna when Janae and Vita were coming up. They went to church with us all the time. They didn't even have a choice either. And now that Janae has gone away to college, she has joined the church, and she used to complain about, Mom, I don't want to sing every time you sing. I don't want to sing with you. I'm tired of singing. I used to drag off the sing of places and people and things. And now she wants to sing. When we was at home Christmas, she wanted to sing. And then she joined the gospel choir while she's there. So really she likes to sing now, and she likes to go to church. She's joined church.
Amen.
Yeah, so those choices, I guess, that we made for them enable them to be better people and to realize, okay, and we have to tell them all the time, you're not going to make it out the Lord, honey. You have to have him in your life. If they, even when we're not there, he's always there. So that's the choice. I understand what Donna's saying about little Henderson. And he is a fine boy. He is. I met his little wife, and she's nice and everything at the women's conference. You have to go one time, Sister G, with us to the women's conference.
We have it in June.
So, yeah, those are the choices we have to make sometimes for the children in order for them to be better people when they grow up, you know? And
my oldest daughter,
she still goes to church. She goes, even when she works, she gets off from work and just goes straight on to church. and things. She said, even if her husband don't go, she just goes on. I said, well, you have to keep going on. You cannot, you're not going to die for him, and he's not going to die for you. So you have to go head on and go for yourself. So those are the choices that we have to make. Thank you.
Wow, that was such awesome testimonies. I thank God for those testimonies you all made. Thank you, Brother David. Thank you, Brother Donna. Thank you, Sister Jackie. I mean, Sister Donna and Sister Jackie. I appreciate those that sharing that you did about making wise choices and how you all have been such great examples. And, you know, it wasn't easy bringing up children, and sometimes you got to force them. They don't know what's good for them. Just like when you say, well, you know, I hear a lot of people say, what you want to eat, baby? Do they know what vitamins and minerals they need? Do they know what's going to keep them with strong teeth, healthy bones, good organs in their body? No, they don't. They'll eat McDonald's for breakfast every morning and get no nutrients in their body. They'll eat a honey bun every day and a cold drink if you allow them to. So sometimes we have to force them. No, no, no. In our house, this is what we do. So Brother David, Sister Donna, Sister Jackie, I appreciate you all so much. And as we continue on, as I said before, it is Children's Day. And you know what? 1 Corinthians 6:8-9 says, nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren know you not, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers, or of themselves with any mankind. Do not do wrong or cheat each other in the church. Don't you know that wicked people won't inherit the kingdom of God? Stop deceiving yourselves. People who continue to commit sexual sins, who worship false gods, those who commit adultery, homosexuals, or thieves, those who are greedy or drunk, who use abusive language, or who rob people, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Teach your children to be people of integrity and follow after righteousness. Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So don't make the mistake about this. You can never make a fool out of God. Whatever you plant is what you will harvest. If you plant in the soil of corrupt nature, you will harvest destruction. But if you plant in the soil of your spiritual nature, you will harvest everlasting life. We can't allow ourselves to get tired of living the right way. We must always live the right way. You know, we can't get weary in well-doing. We got to hold on, because in due season, if we faint not, guess what? We're going to reap. So I don't know about you, but I like reaping benefits. I don't like consequences, you know, because they're negative. I don't like negative kinds of things. I like to have benefits, rewards. You know, God loaded us up with benefits every day. I should be receiving them. I receive his benefits every day. Because he said, listen, my benefits are for you. These are your benefits. I'm going to give them to you every day. I'm not going to say yesterday you ain't used all the ones I gave you. No, no, no. I'm going to give you new ones every day, whether you use them or not. They're yours to have. You know, you could give your children several outfits, and you say, now, look, here are your outfits. It's up to you if you wear them or not. If you don't want them, you know, give them away to somebody. So, you know, I thank God for his word. Now, you know, we have to be careful who we associate with. Like Brother David said, you know, he's taught his son, don't get all these children in the car with you. You don't know if they stole something. My mother told me one time, she said, listen, I want you to go to the store, and I want you to get this, that, and the other. She said, but look, don't stop by Betty's house and go with her. Don't stop by nobody's house. Go straight to the store. Don't take nobody with you. Well, I thought that was kind of hard. I'm like, I got to go by myself? I can't even go by a friend's house and ask him to go to school with me? But you know what? I obeyed what my mama said. And when I came back, she told me, she said, listen, things happen to children. You don't know who's a pickpocket. You don't know who's stealing. She said years ago someone went in the store, a group of children, and the police came because they were sticking stuff in their pockets without paying for it. She said, you don't know what people be doing when they're with you. You don't know if they have a record, especially today. You know, children have records. Children I meet that have been in prison, been in the boys' home, I mean, they're not even 16, 13, 14-year-olds. So we have to warn our children about evil association. You know, teach them discernment so they can say, wait a minute. You know, this person keep on lying, and lying don't mean nothing to them. I ain't going to hang with them. Exodus 23:2 says, thou shalt not follow the multitude to do evil, neither shall thou speak in a cause to decline after many to risk judgment. He said, you know, never follow a crowd to do the wrong thing. When you testify in court, don't side with the majority to prevent justice. Now, you know, in schools that happens, children to see the whole class lying about something or something that happened. Don't you know they join in with the whole class? Well, I was scared to be by myself to tell the truth. No, no, no. Teach them to stop and tell the truth regardless. Don't you remember Daniel? He prayed 3 times a day, and his friends tried to, his friend, give me 1 second, please. So his friends tried to, you know, do the right thing, but the other children that were with him, they followed what the king said. But Daniel, because he prayed 3 times a day and some of the other people didn't like him, they decided, okay, we're going to put a trap for him. We're going to make a law. King, make a law that said that anybody who prayed to a god other than you, they're going to have to go in the lion's den. They set a trap for him. But guess what? Don't you know the Almighty God was on Daniel's side because he prayed to him 3 times a day, and he ain't do it in secret. He opened the window and let the king and anybody else who wanted to see, let him know that this is the God I serve. And they prayed to God. He prayed to God. And so the king, you know, he didn't want to cause Daniel to go in the lion's den, but he had to because of the law that was made. He had to bring Daniel into the lion's den. He said, well, Daniel, I know your God is going to save you from the lion. And sure enough, just like the king called it, he called those things as though they be. But, of course, Daniel, you know, he was a child of the Most High God. God has such an awesome calling on Daniel, and he has awesome calling on your children today. But we got to get them in line with God's purpose and plan. You got to make sure they're on their knees praying. Make sure you're praying for them. Make sure they're going to worship service. Make sure you're living right. Make sure you're teaching them the right thing. You know, so I remember one time I said a cuss word, and my daddy said, what did you say? And I repeated it. I didn't know it was a cuss word. And my daddy said, we don't say those things in our household. I bet you I didn't say it no more either, because he had taught me. So, you know, we have to be careful about, you know, teaching our children. They make mistakes. They don't know everything. They don't even know when evil is present sometime around them. Exodus 34:12. Take heed to yourselves, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be far for a snare in the midst of thee. He says, okay, now be careful not to make a treaty with those in the land where you live. This will prove to be a trap to you. So, you know, don't make ungodly promises. Say, look, you know, some people say, listen, I want you to come to a party. Girl, we're going to have weed. We're going to have all kind of crack. We're going to have alcohol, unlimited amounts. You know, make the right choice. Say, wait a minute. I'll go to church. I ain't even going to go visit there. I ain't going to even. The Bible says, yield not to temptation. Don't put yourself in the path of temptation. You know, Christ fasted 40 days. Then the devil came to him. You know, he was hungry. He was weak. He was tired. The devil came to him and he said, you know, take these stones, turn them into bread. You can eat that, can't you? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Don't you know we need to teach our children the word so much that they know it and they could call it out to Satan. Hey, Satan, no, no, no. The Bible says I should live a holy, righteous life, that I should not be full of alcohol and drugs, that I should live a life unto God, dedicate my life to the Most High God. So, no, I ain't going to try that. You do what you want to, but I pray that you don't kill yourself in doing those things or harm yourself. So, you know, God, we're serving awesome God. In Psalms 1:1, he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He said, blessed is the person who does not follow advice of wicked people. I know wicked people told me some advice when I was growing up, and sometimes I didn't always catch it that it was wicked, because they look like good people. You know, I was teaching my children a Sunday school class. I wore army fatigues, and I say, am I in the army? And, you know, they are 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8, 9 years old. And some of them say, yes. Yes, ma'am, you in the army. I say, oh, okay. I say, why you say I'm in the army? You got on an army outfit. I say, wait a minute. How many of you feel I'm in the army? Some raised their hand, some didn't. I said, why you think I'm not in the army? Because you ain't dressed right to be in the army. You don't have this on. You don't have that on. You don't have that on. Oh, they recognize. So, you know, teach your children. Sometimes people can be dressed a certain way, and you think, oh, yeah, they got on the suit, the tie. They got to be people of integrity. No, no, no. Shyster, slickster, cunning and crafty, doing evil works. No, teaching just because somebody's dressed even in a choir robe or even with a pastor's, you know, how the pastor's dressed. Just because they dress as a pastor don't mean they pastors for the Lord. Now, they could be a pastor for the devil, teaching, trying to teach part the truth and part the lie. You know, the ones that say, you know, you can do this. And God said, no, you can't. God told Adam and Eve, don't do this. But you can do that. You can do that, that, that. God gave them more that they could do than they can't do. God limit what he said we can't do. But he gives us a lot of what we can do. So do what God say we can do. So, you know, we got to be careful when teaching our children. We got to live holy lives before them. They know when we're hypocriting. They know we're not, you know, living a life before them we should. While teaching our children, make sure that we're living a life, that we're teaching, that we're training them. So live holy, righteous lives before them so they can't point the finger at you. Well, you do this and you do that and you do the other. They may not tell you outright, but they may be thinking it. Now, you know, my mama just talked to somebody on the phone and she told them a lie. Or my daddy just, you know, told one of his friends a lie. Now, they tell me all the time, tell the truth. And so they're going to start lying to you because you're doing it. So when they know that you are a person who lives a godly life, they're going to pattern after you. I hear people say, you know, my children did this, they did the other, they do this here, they do that, that, that. And they were young children. I'm talking about 1 and 2 years old. But guess what? Who's training them? They're patterning after you if you're training them. Now, sometimes when kids go to nursery school, they come home saying and doing all kinds of stuff. You're like, uh-uh, no, no, no. You got to sit them down and talk to them. I don't care what age they are. Baby, this is not done in our household. You know, life-saving principles are in the Word of God, and our children need to learn these principles to stay safe and protected. Joshua 24:15 says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's be courageous and brave and smart like Joshua and choose to serve the Lord. And for our whole household to serve the Lord. You heard the three people that spoke earlier. They said that they make sure that their children did the right thing. They're grown now. Brother David's still raising his and Sister Don, they're still raising theirs. But they're teaching them the right way. So teach your children the right way, and they won't depart from it. Better still, live the right way, and they'll be sure. And sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, they probably going to go do this. Uh-uh. Don't even speak that. Say, my children going to live holy lives all their lives. Don't you remember Hannah? Hannah prayed for a man child. And she said, Lord, if you just let me have a man child, I promise I'll give him back to you. And when we give our children to God, they're going to be raised the right way. And guess what? Her son heard the voice of God as a child. So if you train your children the right way and pray for them continuously, you know, even when her son was with Eli, don't you know she and her husband was praying for him continuously? Do not neglect prayer for and with your children. Bend the knee daily. Say, come on, baby, you're not going to school till we pray. But when you pray, pray with a sincere heart. Don't pray with a hypocritical heart. You know, as soon as they get out the car, you start lighting up crack and doing all kind of things. I know, not talking about y'all, but, you know, people do it now. Some people go to church and they drink like, I don't know, they drink more than some people out in the street. They shoot crack. Well, I got to have something to relax me. No, the word of God, Jehovah Shalom, he's a peacemaker. He will put peace on the inside of you, so much peace you won't need nothing but him. You'll need more of him, and then you'll need more of him, but that's all. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night on the word, that it may and that you may observe to do all that is written therein. Now, how are you going to observe to do all that's written in it and is gathering dust? If you ain't reading it, how are you going to know what to do that's written in it? For then you shall make your way. Then, after you read the word, do what it says, then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Teach your child to memorize that scripture, Joshua 1:8. This is how they can have good success. How? By studying the word of God. By doing what the word of God says. They got to know the word to live it. You know, they go to school and they got to do a science project, right? And you gather all the material and the project, you know, is due, but nothing was done for the project. They take all the material. What you think they're going to get? Straight up F, because nothing was done. You can have the Bible. You can have a concordance. You can have the computer with the Bible. You can have the tape recorder with the Bible. But yet you ain't living it, guess what you're going to get? Consequences. Because you ain't there. You're not living it. So we all got to live. We want our children to be prosperous. We want them to have good success. So we got to teach them. If we didn't teach them, it's all right. Maybe they're grown now and you never taught them. But start praying for them. Say, Lord, you know what? I ain't teaching my child the right way. But I ask you to make corrections, Lord God. I ask you to save them and make their way prosperous, oh God. I ask that they have good success, Father God. I ask you to make up what I didn't do, oh God, even if they're adult now. Oh, Father God, you father them. And, you know, pray for them. Don't talk about them and put them down and speak evil about them, because that evil going to come back to you. Meditate. That means to think about the word of God over and over and over. When you're lying in the bed, meditate over. When you wake up in the morning, meditate over the word. Say, ooh, you know that word that I read last night, I'm still feasting on it. That word I read day before yesterday, I'm still feasting on it. I read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ooh, that word was so good, you know, because I ain't know how I was going to pay my bills. But the Lord said, my cup runneth over. And I believed him, and guess what? Now my bills are paid. I said, you know, the Lord said in his word that he sent the word to heal me. And you know what? I was feeling bad, but now my body is healed because I took that word that God said and I applied it to my life. We got to know the word. We got to know the word. We got to apply the word. We got to live the word. So It is salvation time today. Anybody not saved, press 1. Press 1 if you're not saved. Now, I muted some people. Oh, no, you're not muted. So if you are not saved, press 1. Looks like everybody on here is possibly saved. But, you know, sometimes we backslide. We forget to talk to the Father. We forget to listen and obey him. And it can happen. It's happened to me many times. The end of the day, I'm saying, oh, my God, I went to work. You woke me up. I didn't even say thank you. I didn't even connect with you today. I wasn't even aligned with you today. But you kept me safe. You kept me protected. You allowed me to go to work, come home. You provided for me, even though I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So I thank you, Father. So, anybody got a brief testimony they want to share? Press 1. Brief testimony. All right, well, it's prayer time. Anybody need prayer today? Press 1. All right, look like everybody prayed up today. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pray for Frank Hart. Today is his birthday. I mean, yesterday was his birthday. He turned 75 years young. I'm going to pray for him and the senior citizens. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless and honor you and thank you for life and life more abundantly. We lift up your servant, Frank Hart Sr., and we thank you for the 75 years of life and health and strength and abundant life that you're giving him, Lord. We thank you for waking him up for 75 long years and blowing your breath into his body. And Father God, I thank you that he lives for you. He worships you. He obeys you. He studies your word. He seeks your face, Lord God. He don't make decisions on his own, oh God. He seeks you. Lord, what should I do about this? Lord, how should I handle this? I thank you, Lord God, that he prays for his family, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that he's walking in your righteous ways. I thank you, Father God, that he is saved in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for drawing Frank Hart Sr. closer to you than ever before. I thank you, Father God, that he will begin to call on your name to thirst for you more than ever. He'll say like Job, Father God, I desire the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. So, Father, we thank you today for all that you're doing for Frank Hart, for the seniors all over America, all over the world, that you are keeping them. You are keeping them healthy and well and strong, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, that they don't even have to frequent the doctors, that they are healthy, they are strong. And, Father God, I thank you for what you did telling us about Moses' life. How his strength didn't even leave him in the name of Jesus. How Abraham's strength didn't even leave him. They had that strength even when they were 100-something years old. So, Father God, we pray for the strength and the blessings of Abraham to be upon Frank Hart Sr. and upon the elderly in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name on Bible Story Land. We adore you and we bless you. So today I'm going to read a prayer in closing. From Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, Prayers That Bring Change. This is prayers for the next generation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the next generation. I bind the spirit of the cosmic crater in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit that will spotlight, that will put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I declare that this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and hunger for the things of God. I release prayer warriors in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, God, to the technical colleges, beauty schools, and other places of training and education. God, anoint young people to represent you in the marketplace. God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, Father God, in the marketplace, in Hollywood, political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning innocent bloodshed in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The devices set against children from the womb to college are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against children, incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violence. You will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull down the young people. They shall shine as a light on the top of a hill and draw others into the kingdom. God, your word says that if you be lifted up, men will be drawn unto you. Father, we declare that the next generation will lift you up. We speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in the fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead with apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, and be shepherds with the heart to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their belly and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouth. All generational curses are broken. The blessings and anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace, and they will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy with this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other. But no harm shall come near their dwelling of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are broken off of our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, we call for psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. We bind suicide, alcohol, and drug usage. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, video games, and the internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet airways are bound. We bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, we know many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accursed things that flow into the lives of our children are broken. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operation of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities and sororities, masons and shriners, skinheads, Black Panthers, and New Black Panthers, street gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influence on young people are bound and blocked. I pull down the stronghold of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and the media. The spirit of needs is bound and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism. The New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused on you, focused and steadfast in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I thank God for each of you. Be blessed of the Lord. We appreciate your donations. You can mail your donations to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. It is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for you being with us on Children's Day. Don't forget, read the Word delightfully, diligently. Study the Word, pray the Word, say the Word, obey the Word. Remember, God loves you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Choose God. He chose you. Love God. He loves you. I look forward to speaking with you next week on Bible Storyland. Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies will not come on this Thursday as we have the fifth Thursday off. But next Saturday is the 2nd of February. So I look forward to speaking with you then. Have a wonderful God-filled day. And spread the love. Spread his love. He's giving it to you. Spread it, spread it, spread it, spread it. Love y'all.